information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Cognition and memory. We all want a good, healthy brain memory as we get older, as we age. In fact, a lot of my patients say, if I don't have a good memory, if I can't know who I am, if I start to go into Alzheimer's and senile dementia, forget it. You know, I'm out. If I'm just a walking body with no brain at this point, I don't even want to live anymore. And the topic we're going to focus on today is, can hormones influence our minds? For cognition and memory, can hormones influence our minds? I would throw this to Holly right off the bat. I don't know how they could not influence our minds, good and bad. Boy, they can be really a razor's edge, huh?
I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
The cognition, memory.
I'm just totally kidding.
Oh, God, I bought it. I cannot believe I went down that path. I can't believe you suckered me into that. How long we've been we've known each other? You've never gotten me.
I'm impressed.
Oh, my God, I'm purple. I'm not just red right now. I'm purple.
Yes. Okay, so the biggest thing is cognition. Yes. You know, all right. I'm actually, it's awesome because today is my first day seeing patients in my brand new center called the Body Well. And Dr. Mike Carriger is a DO, and he actually specializes in hormone optimization. And, you know, a lot of people, as they grow older, especially in this modern day where we're talking about all sorts of hormones, bioidentical, synthetic, dangers, benefits, et cetera, we want to have a healthy body. You know, we're thinking about muscle tone, we're thinking about our sexuality, we're thinking about skin, we're thinking about all of those things when it comes to optimization hormones, right? Optimizing our hormones. Mm-hmm. However, I'm with you. The truth of the matter is we are living longer and longer and longer. Woohoo! But latest research is that we are getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and age-related cognitive decline is on the rise. Okay, so it's like we're getting, and there's this, what's really scary to me is there's this subgroup called early onset age-related cognitive decline. And I'm thinking, is that another disease mongering where we take, they're like, all of a sudden it's like, hey, take this drug so you can ward off early onset. It's like, we got to look at what's happening. But quite honestly, the brain, our most valuable asset, when we're living longer, our quality of life and keeping a hold of our noggin is so important, but it's so completely 100% related to the hormones and the fact that they're optimized and in balance in our bodies. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we need to remember that hormones are also antioxidants or oxidizers. Hormones, they go both ways. A little cortisol is good for the body. Too much cortisol, bad for the body. It adds into inflammation. So you go through all these things. I found one of the things interesting in research is that all of these brain centers that make serotonin, all of our neurotransmitters, are actually covered in cortisol receptors. So there's that hormone relationship to our moods and to our energy right there that's exhibited, you know, looking at what we have to fix. But I want to get back to brain health here.
Yep.
You have a few standard tips that I've heard you say through the years, but it'd be nice to summarize those early because I'm 47. I'm worried about it. My dad died with Alzheimer's senile dementia. His body was in good shape, but his mind wasn't there. I'd like to get another physician's perspective on this because I want to see if I should be doing more.
Well, I'm gonna hit to it because I want to get to those early because I think they're very, very important. But I also want to say this because we talk about estrogen, progesterone, testosterone a lot, right? Hormones, and once again, to our body. But you know, often when I see patients and women going through menopause and they say, "I feel like I'm losing my mind," I think it's really important because ongoing research completely demonstrates that there is ample reason for their concern because a hormone imbalance, and we're not talking about a deficiency state, okay? These are normal times in our lives, both andropause and menopause, where certain hormones do decline. But the influence on the entire endocrine system, this hormone system, from our outside environment, from our inside stressors, can actually, the imbalance can wreak havoc on brain chemistry and the communication between the brain cells, okay? So like the neurotransmission, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and thyroid hormones are as essential to our moods and our cognitive abilities as food-based nutrients are to our cellular function. Okay, that's very, very important. Now,
I just got a quick question here. We got to be careful not to have everybody running to go on hormones, right? So I just want to reiterate that you said hormone imbalance versus everybody just being deficient, because everybody just wants to run and go on all these hormones. And I want to be very clear, in my opinion, that just going on hormones isn't going to fix an imbalance.
That's a little tricky, right? I think that it's a brilliant point, and that's kind of like putting clean gas into a dirty gas tank. It's like, nope, right. You can't, it's never going to work. You got to get in there. And as you know, I've said, you got to restore function first. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about just adding hormones, because that becomes a whack-a-mole game for folks. We're talking about the balance, and seeing a good naturopathic doctor, you can do that, because this is big mentality. You've got to have a great, huge mentality. Okay, but I do want to talk about maintaining brain health. This is very, very important. I think number one, become a lifelong learner, right? Exercising your mind is one of the most important things you can do to build and maintain brain health. Have you ever seen Lumosity.com? I mean, I know there's commercials and stuff, but have you been to the website at all,
Lumosity? I heard it's really cool. A lot of my seniors are doing it, because I'll give them the talk, but I won't know what to do. I'll say, look, you need to learn languages. You need to do things. The brain becomes a muscle after the age of 55, use it or lose it kind of thing. And they'll come back to me with it. Is it really cool?
Okay, so I've been training for a couple months on Lumosity, and I love it. I forget to train, which is kind of complete oxymoron.
Clearly, I need some training. Clearly, I need some Luminosity.
But check out Lumosity.com, because it helps you with all certain things. I've worked with folks that have ADHD, ADD, and this is something that really has helped. Okay, the other thing, not only so exercising your mind, but exercising your body. Certainly taking, partaking in regular physical exercise at least 3 to 5 times per week, increase oxygen and blood flow, helps the memory, and even those who are actually showing early signs of dementia, important. Maximize nourishing food, okay? So plant strong, nutrient dense, minimize the anti-nutrients, okay? So of course we know that those are things that are the anti-nutrients are full, bloated in refined food products. They are nutritionally valueless. And so we want to eat more whole foods, less refined foods. Yeah. Smoking and alcohol consumption needs to be absolutely smoking. Why are people still smoking? Are they really?
I'm a cardiologist. Yes. People are still smoking, and people have less ways in order to get rid of it, smoking, than more ways, because now it's all gone over to pharmaceuticals. Make the decision to stop. You get the opportunity to be well when you quit.
I got to tell you, and even though it's really tough, I encourage people to never stop. Okay, maintaining optimal hormone balance. Keep those neurotransmitters nourished and functioning well. And to do that, I got to tell you, I actually had a friend call me over the weekend, and they're like, you know, she's my age, so 47. We're both 47. Mm-hmm. And she was talking a little bit about depression, a little bit about her. She felt like she was losing her memory a little bit. And she was on a couple supplements for her hormones. And she's a friend. And I immediately said, she wanted my 2 cents. And I said, here's my 2 cents. I think my 2 cents would be the fact that if I commented, it would not be in your best interest. You need to go see somebody who's going to have a big picture mentality when it comes to your cognitive health, to your overall hormone balance. And you can do that naturedoctor.org. You can find a licensed naturopathic doctor, or even talk to your doctor. But once again, we can't treat lab tests when it comes to hormones. We've got people. And as we're aging, it's not about living longer. It's about the quality of life as we do live longer. And I think holding on to your memory and cognition is so important. And that means good hormonal balance.
I want to add something to that, Holly. And if you see somebody in early decline who you love, a parent, a relative, a spouse, get them in. We people who are going through decline, or as people are beginning to go through decline, they don't realize it. They don't always know that that's going on. Holly, I got 1 through 5. Is that it for you? Do you got the brain tips all handed out here? Because I want to review them for our listeners.
You know, I think that the other one, the last one, would be recognize that you are an ever-changing but integrated whole person. You're not just a collection of body parts that can be treated or maintained separately. So it truly is. We all got to treat the whole person.
Cognition and memory. Hormones do influence our minds. It's not just about adding hormones. It's about correcting hormone deficiencies. Be a lifelong learner. Body, exercise, keep it going, plant strong, nutrient-dense foods, get rid of the smoking, alcohol, minimum, see a doc early into decline. At RadioMD.com, stay well.